smile is somewhat more charming and more glittering. You are having very shining feather of peacock feather on your head. Today you are looking more charming. Why? Because today is birthday of appearance day of your beloved. So your main characteristic, your wonderful quality which you honorably accept is that you are Radhika Rasik. That you are Rasik of Radhika means, how do you translate?
Relisher.
Who relishes Radharani? Who is crazy, mad for Radharani? Who enjoys Radharani? Who always hanker after Radharani? Means a Rasik. You are Kripanidhi also, very benevolent, and especially today, please make me servant of your beloved. Servant of her lotus feet, not directly her. In another prayer, he was saying that Radharani's face is like lotus. Prananath Vrishvanu Nandani. Yeah, number 2. Oh Krishna, you are Bhambara, bumblebee of Radharani's lotus face. Oh bumblebee, please listen me. What? Put me on the lotus feet of Radharani. Pad tale. Which place we want to be situated? Tale means on the, what do you call? Bottom? Soul. At the soul. Put me at the soul. What does it mean? Maharaji was explaining. This means he wants to massage the lotus feet of, he wants to massage the lotus feet of Radharani. But how can one do this, the soul, when the feet are on the in the lap and then he is doing. So he is waiting for such order and instruction from Radharani, please do this thing. So this is the desire of a devotee. Samvidhaye Netran, there is another verse. Keeping a straw underneath my teeth, I am praying to you. The same prayer. And this was the explanation of prayer. Then Maharaj came to the lecture. And do we have the time to carry on with lecture also? It was not, so far it was not lecture. It was explanation of prayers. Now lecture is start. He started with one verse, Anaradhe Radha Padam Bhoj Renu, something like this. These are the verse uttered, recited by our Goswami. This verse has been explained by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his bhajan. So Maharaj explained that bhajan. That bhajan says, Radharani is the origin of all the betterment. Shreya, all the auspiciousness, all the goodness, all the happiness and kalyan. What do you call kalyan? Auspicious. She is the extremity of all the auspiciousness. Why? Because Krishna, who grants everything, worships the lotus feet of Radharani. So she is the extreme of all the auspiciousness. We cannot even dream of it. Generally, who is reading normal books and ordinary books and Vedas and not associating with such devotees, they cannot understand the depth of such auspiciousness which Radharani can grant. So one who has not taken shelter of such lotus feet, which can grant any amount of auspiciousness, one who has not taken shelter of Vrindavan Dham, which has got characteristic that it has got the fortune of having lotus feet of Radharani and Krishna on it, it is full of the symbols of Radharani's feet and Krishna's feet. Krishna has 19 different type of symbols on his sole of feet and Radharani has 21. In other verses, in other prayers, generally we see the prayers at the lotus feet of Krishna. Akrurji worshipped and offered prayers to the lotus feet of Krishna. If we go to Charan Pahadi of Braj, we see the lotus feet of Krishna. We don't see the lotus feet of Radharani. Why? We are not qualified for that. Two things. Number one, lotus feet of Radharani. Number two, Vrindavan Dham, full of the lotus feet of Radharani's footprints. And thirdly, Radharani's mood is very, very stern and serious and deep. Always. That is the characteristic of her mood. Gambhir Bhav. How would you translate Gambhir Bhav? Our Shyam Rani is now expert in Hindi.
No, but it means very deep.
Deep mood.
So that no one else can understand.
Yeah, deep mood. Deep emotions and deep feelings.
Serious.
No one can understand, but we speak of anyone to understand, Krishna can also not understand it. Therefore, he takes a form of Mahaprabhu to understand it and then he takes shelter of Vishakha in the form of Ramanand Rai to understand the deep mood of Radharani and to stimulate it in him. So those who are trying to coming in the line of such deep mood, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are called Dhira. Who are Dhira? Like Rupa Goswami and their followers. And any person who has not taken shelter of such Dhira people like Rupa Goswami. So if a person who has not taken shelter of Radharani's lotus feet, if a person who has not taken shelter of Vrindavan Dham, which is full of Radha and Krishna's footprints, and one who has not taken the shelter of devotees of Radharani's who are so much deep in their mood, what will happen to that person? He cannot go deep into the sea of emotions of Shyamanand. Shyamanand. Anand means pleasure. He not go deep into the pleasure of Shyam and Shyama. He cannot go deep into the ocean of pleasure. Pleasure of Shyam and pleasure of Shyama. Radha and Krishna. Then Maharaj was explaining that Krishna loves Radharani, so he serves Radharani, he gets pleasure out of it. And Radharani serves Krishna, she gets pleasure out of it. Whose pleasure is more and more? It is Radharani's pleasure more and more. So, a person who has not taken shelter of such devotees, they cannot go and find out the depth of such pleasure. So, what is the characteristic of Radharani? She is Acharya. Acharya means? Who follows and makes others to follow. She is Acharya of Krishna Seva. Her service to Krishna is her main characteristic. Maharaj said, but one thing is there more. What is that? There are certain aspects which is more in Krishna also. We cannot neglect him like that. Something is in him also. What is that thing? That Krishna, Radharani attracts Krishna, that is true. But Krishna attracts Radharani so much that she becomes mad. So the attraction of Radharani by seeing Krishna is so more and deep that Krishna says that something must be in me also. In order to see that sweetness of Krishna, now Krishna is becoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and trying to borrow the mood of Radharani. Therefore, one who has taken the shelter of Radharani seriously, very carefully and sincerely, they can take the shelter of Krishna very easily. Radhika Dasi Jadi Hai Abhiman. If we have this feelings, apprehension that I am the servant of Radharani, that person will easily get the Gokul Khan, Krishna of Gokul, not of Dwarka, Krishna of Gokul. Then in the shloka, in the bhajan, Mahaprabhu is saying that all the Vedas are saying, what are they saying? Radha Dasir Krishna. Radha Dasir Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is servant of Radharani's servant. Who is Krishna? Servant of Radharani's servant. I am not saying, scriptures are saying, but to speak of Radharani's servant, Krishna is also serving the servant of Radharani. So one who has not taken shelter of such servant, what will be his fate? Therefore, in another verse, I think probably in Raghunath Das Goswami's verse, he wants to become one shalaka of broom. Shalaka means? Prabodhanand Saraswati. Yeah. Now Maharaj has recited a few shlokas of Prabodhanand. He wants to become, what do you call that? Shalaka?
One straw.
One straw of the broom of which cleans the nikunj stick. In one prayer he says that the ear which touches the extreme corner of Radharani's sari, you may call it sari, but here it is not sari, it is called anchal. Anchal. Edge of the sari. When it touches that, not whole sari, only edge of that sari, and then it becomes very much fortunate. It feels it has become fortunate. Then it goes through Radha Kund, gathers the coolness of Radha Kund and also the fragrance of lotus of Radha Kund. It absorbs them in it, then it goes and touches Krishna. The moment it touches Krishna, Krishna feels himself so much obliged and energized. Maharaj said, as this ear would have come touching Radha Rani herself, then such ear, if Krishna touches, then he will become fainted. But only when it is coming after touching the edge of Radha Rani's Anchal, then Krishna is becoming so much affected.
Anchal sari.
Yeah.
Apron.
Sari, veil.
Apron. The edge of the
sari. Krishna is considered himself dhanya, ati dhanya. Too much thankful. Too much obliged. When Krishna sees Radha Rani herself, what becomes his condition? What is his condition? He falls down. His bansi, he drops from his hand. His crown of with peacock feathers falls down. How will it fall down? Will it fall down like this, jumping out? No. Because he himself is falling down at the lotus feet of Radha Rani, then only this crown will fall down. Otherwise it cannot fall down of his own. Brahma, Muni, Yogi, they try to meditate upon the feet of Krishna, but they cannot see the feet of Krishna. But those who try to take shelter of a partial part of the dust of Radha Rani's lotus feet, then Krishna will automatically get attracted to that person. Then Maharaj warned, don't sleep. Then he warned one thing more, don't go to top. Don't go to read Govind Leela Amrit and all these scriptures. Try to go from the bottom, step by step. If you will go directly, then a snake will bite you. There was a person, he used to go on the tree of tar, and he used to take out the juice of that fruit tar. Once he climbed on the tree of Khajur, he just thought that it will be like tar. The moment he touched he wanted to touch that Khajur, there was dead. There was a snake. And the snake just came in front of him. Did not bite. The moment it came in front of it, he left the whole tree and fell down. If we try to climb like that, this will become our condition. Maharaj wanted to say that we should more and more concentrate to go in this praying attitude instead of directly thinking the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in our mind. Do not become Radha Dasi directly. Maharaj was saying, do not become Radha Dasi directly. Try to become Rup Raghunath Goswami's Dasa Anudas. First try to become their servant. Do the way they tell you to proceed. Follow their process and sadhana. Our sadhana must come up with the prayers, not with the speculations. Mental speculations. Then Maharaj took one from Stav Mala of Srila Rupa Goswami. The name was Karpanya Panjika. Karpanya Panjika. Karpanya means Deenta. It is the collection of humbleness. Collection of humbleness. Very humbly the prayers have been uttered by Srila Rupa Goswami. You know Panjika means?
Collection.
I tell you, you can see it. No, in which we have the all date sheets and all in Indian system. What do you call it?
List.
Yeah, list in which date, month and day and night and moon and different position of moon is given and astrological chart and panchang, astrological sitting of confederation and is given, what is that called?
Almanac.
Almanac.
Almanac. Almanac.
What does it mean?
It means a book with everything you've just described in it.
So a book which contains the detailed description of something is called Panjika. Not only astrological but detailed description of anything, that is called Panjika. So Karpanya Panjika, in which detailed description of humble prayers in humbleness is there. That is called Karpanya Panjika. Do prayers like this instead of thinking yourself that you are in situated in perfect body and siddhu deh, that you are Manjari, and then thinking that as Manjari you are serving Raja Rani. Don't think like this. Then think whatever you are as stay when where you are staying and then pray in this mood. Radha and Krishna is in one Nikunj. They are situated in a Nikunj. I am Deen praying in front of you. What does it mean? I am Deen. Deen means wretched. Bereft of. Bereft of what? Bereft of Radharani, your mercy. Radharani is showering her mercy. No, the special kind of mercy, the mercy which I want. I am bereft of that mercy, so I am wretched. Deen. We will find that we are without mercy, we don't have love. Mahaprabhu is praying to have love. Radharani is saying, I don't have love for Krishna. Yeah.